Ay, sería genial tener un campamento para mis hijos totalmente en inglés. Y que encima fuesen campamentos temáticos para que se lo pasaran genial. Caballeros y princesas, Harry Potter, máquinas del tiempo, talent show. Pues si encima no tuviesen que salir de Madrid, ¡buah, eso sería fantástico! Y si además no tuvieran que dormir fuera de casa y pudieran volver el mismo día, ¿tendrán algo así los de Vaughan?
Lo tenemos. Se llama Urban Camps. Llámanos al 91-133-5832 y te lo contaremos todo. 91-133-5832.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura 3 meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughan. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class, and the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughan teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at grupovaughan.com.
You're listening to The Drive Time Show with Kyle Miller.
Hello and welcome back. It's Kyle Miller here with the third half hour of today's Drive Time show here on Vaughan Radio. It is drive time. I hope you're driving safely if you are driving, and I hope you're improving your English regardless of what you're doing. And let's begin this half hour with a challenge, un reto. And we do this one every day. I call it the interrogative challenge.
Interrogative challenge.
All right, interrogative challenge. I'm going to give you the answer to the question, and you can ask me the question that I've already answered. This might be one of the most popular, well, I know it is one of the most popular parts of the show. People like this challenge, and if it's tough, if you find it difficult, then you can always listen to it again. You can always go to ivox.com, I-V-O-O-X.com, and search for Drive Time. And you'll find lots of episodes of the show, and you can listen to them again and work through those challenges again. Anyway, here we go. It's been snowing since early this morning. How long has it been snowing? How long has it been snowing? He's made 3 New Year's resolutions this year. How many New Year's resolutions has he made this year? The meeting was supposed to last only 1 hour. How long was the meeting supposed to last? How long was the meeting supposed to last? The prisoner ran about 200 meters into the forest. How far did the prisoner run into the forest? How far did the prisoner run into the forest? It costs $5 to get a manicure. Apparently. How much does it cost to get a manicure? I've never had one. How much does it... Maybe I should fix up my nails a bit. Maybe get a manicure, pedicure. I've never done those things. There were 3 scandals last year. How many scandals were there last year? It was 2:15 when the meeting finally started. What time was it when the meeting finally started? It was 2:15. So what time was it? This monastery was built in the 12th century. When was this monastery built? It was built in the 12th century. The bus broke down between Soria and Logroño. Where did the bus break down? Remember, averiarse. To break down. Where did the bus break down? It broke down somewhere between Soria and Logroño. She will be operated on next week. When will she be operated on? So she's receiving the operation. When will she be operated on? She'll be operated on next week. I consider hard work to be the key to his success. What do you consider to be the key to his success? You can learn the process by observation. How can I learn the process? How? Como los indios, no? How? How can I learn the process? Oh, by observation. He's short, bald, and a little overweight. We did this in the first half hour. What does he look like? Oh, he's short, bald, and a little overweight. His phone has been out of order for 2 weeks. How long has his phone been out of order? It's been out of order for 2 weeks. How long has his phone been out of order? It has been out of order for 2 weeks. Okay, I think that's pretty good. I think you've done a good job. At home, you know, I trust you. I think you've worked hard with that. You deserve a pat on the back, and you deserve some recognition for your hard work, you know? I know those are tough. And remember, like I said, if you find those tough and you need to practice more, you can always listen to a podcast at today's show at ivox.com or also at Spotify. Are on Spotify. You can go to Spotify and search for The Drive Time Show, and you will find hundreds and hundreds of episodes. In fact, over 1,600 episodes of The Drive Time Show. You can find at least on iVox. I don't know if they're all on Spotify, but certainly a very good number of episodes available on iVox, and you can practice with all those challenges over and over. Okay, we have questions from listeners. Let's dig into those with today's By Request.
By Request. Inglés a la carta.
All right, it's time for By Request. Inglés a la carta. Yes, it's English. Well, where you call the shots, where you're the boss, it's up to you to ask the questions. And our first question comes from Sylvie, who wrote in on Facebook. If you have a question as well, you can participate in my free Facebook group. It's called English with Kyle. English with Kyle. It's completely free. And I add free extra classes in there in short videos. So be sure to join that. It's free. It's called English with Kyle on Facebook. So if you or anyone you know is a Facebook user that wants to improve their English, make sure you join English with Kyle. Sylvie says, "Hi, Kyle. I listen to you every morning on your podcast and I have improved." Now she said, "I have improved." Oh, cuidado. "I have improved my listening so much. You are a lover. You are a very good teacher." Well, thank you very much. "I'd like to know when we use do in a question and when we use to be." Okay. That's a good question. So it depends on the verb that you're choosing to use. The verb to be, well, it's just that. It's a verb. So if, when we're asking questions, we typically need an auxiliary verb in the question. So we use the auxiliary verb do. For example, bueno, ¿te gusta jamón? Do you like ham? Do you live in Spain? Do you take the bus to work? Does, now, depending on the conjugation, we could also use does. Does your mother live in Madrid? Whatever. Now, if the verb in our sentence that we're talking about, if it's the verb to be, if we're talking about the existence of something, then we don't use an auxiliary verb. We don't use do or did when we have the verb to be. So we use it as a substitute. We don't add a different auxiliary verb. The verb to be serves as auxiliary. Okay? So if I use the verb to be, like, are you Chinese? No, I am not Chinese. We're not going to say, are you, do you are, or anything like that. So it's a question of verb, okay? So with non-verb to be, we would use do as auxiliary. We'd use an auxiliary verb. If you use the verb to be, well, we don't use an additional auxiliary. I hope that makes sense. Now, there are, of course, exceptions. There are questions where we do not use any auxiliary verb. For example, who. Who broke, it often happens with who broke the fan? We don't say who did break. We say who broke. We do not use any auxiliary verb when we are asking for the subject. Okay, as is the case here. Who broke the fan? John broke the fan. John is the answer. That is the subject, and we're asking for that. So in this case, we do not use any auxiliary verb, okay? So I hope this makes sense. I know it can be a little bit challenging, but I think that part is more challenging than the do versus to be question, really, because that's a question I get asked a lot. When can you not use an auxiliary verb? And that's the best answer I can give. When you're asking for the subject, then there's no auxiliary verb needed. Okay? We have another question here. Let me see. We have jugosos refrescante. Ooh. We got some refreshing juices who also like to ask refreshing questions on the Drive Time Show, who says, Kyle, what's the difference between talking to and talking with? Bueno, I think in Spanish, hablar a, está hablando con el público, hablando al público, hablando con mi padre. So if you speak with, then it gives this impression of equal participation and participation from the other side. A conversation, you're talking with people. But if you're talking to someone, we're kind of splitting hairs a little bit. Como rizando el rizo. We're really splitting hairs a little bit. We're really overanalyzing, I think. But we do have in English, sometimes we say he's, you know, talking to the audience. the president gets up and gives a speech to the country. He's not speaking with the country. He's speaking to the country. He's speaking. They're listening. Okay. So that's kind of the difference. But there are a lot of cases where you could use either one. So it's not something that's going to, it's not something that is likely to cause a big awkward mistake. Okay, so I wouldn't worry too much about it.
We have a catering.
Ooh, catering, catering.
We have a catering.
Catering, catering. We're getting catering.
Pronunciation.
Well, it's time to talk about the silent U, everybody. The silent U of words like build. Construir. We say build. We don't say build. Like, the Vaughan office in Madrid is in the Euro building. And I remember getting into a taxi. And I would get into the taxi and say, Euro building. Building. Edificio. But we don't say building in English. We say building. Because the U is silent. Building. Build. Building. Built. Construido. Built. Guilt. Culpa. La culpa. Who's guilty here? Culpable. Guilty. Guilt is a noun. Blame is a verb. Don't blame me because I'm not guilty. Right? Yo no soy culpable. Es que no me eches la culpa. Don't blame me. Blame someone else. Blame the guilty person. Guild. Guild. Gremio. Galleta. Biscuit. Galleta can also be a cookie in a lot of cases as well. Guide. Guiar. Guidance, guía. Guest, invitado, guest. Guess, adivinar. Gorilla, like the big monkey type animal. Gorilla. Guilt, good, good. So the G-U, G-U-I, G-U-E, guess. In these cases, the U is silent. Okay, so you have to simply teach your brain sometimes to ignore certain sounds. Teach your brain to forget about rules sometimes. And often for some people that is difficult. Sometimes forgetting the Spanish rules of pronunciation sometimes is tough. Even though the sounds are not hard, it's just telling your brain, convincing your brain to ignore can sometimes be a very challenging thing for some people. Anyway, we are going to move on. And I want to go back in time because we have lots of interesting little facts to talk about as we look back at today in history.
Today in history.
Today in history. Yes, we're going back to 2006. Not that long ago, we had the largest robbery, un robo, in British history. It was February of 2006, and a gang of at least six men, some of them armed, would steal £53 million from the Securitas bank deposit in Kent, in Great Britain, and this was very well planned. On the evening before, two men who were dressed as police officers, they pulled the manager of the depot, a guy named Colin Dixon, over. They pulled him over. They stopped his car. They were dressed as police officers. They stopped him as he was driving in a nearby town. And they convinced him to get out of his car, and he got out of his vehicle, and at the same time, two more men went to his home, and they picked up his wife and his 8-year-old son. And eventually, all three of the Dixons were taken to a farm where the gang threatened their lives unless he collaborated with the robbery. Now, this Dixon family then were then forced to go with the gang to the Securitas depot, where Colin helped them evade the building's security system. The gang proceeded to tie up 14 staff members, load $53 million, or million pounds, rather, into a truck at about 2:15 in the morning, and drive away. No one was injured in the robbery. That's good. Eventually, one depot worker was able to contact police, who launched a massive search, and the stolen money was all in used bills. It was very difficult to trace. It wasn't new money. It was all used money. And Securitas posted a $2 million reward for information leading to the arrest of the robbers and the return of the money. Now, the next day, three people, one man and two men, were arrested in connection with the case. One had tried to deposit 6,000 pounds into a local bank. But all three were later released without being charged. Police continue to investigate the case. And more than 30 people have been arrested, apparently. But there has never been a conviction. The police say they've recovered about $20 million of the money, but there has not been a conviction. Interesting. Now, here we go. Another story. Norwegian cross-country skier on this day set a new Olympic record on this day in 2014. Marit Bjørgen set a new record for the highest number of Olympic medals ever awarded to a female winter Olympic athlete. She had an incredible career. She's won 10 Olympic medals, including 6 golds, known as the Iron Lady for her enduring capability. And she was born in a farm. And that's quite impressive considering she had asthma problems as a child as well, and that required her to take medication. Also famous for her very muscular arms, which she likes to flex. She'd go on TV shows and flex her muscles. So there you go, Marit Bjørgen setting the Olympic record for gold medals on this day back in 2014. Also, if we go back to 1949, we have the birth of famous Formula One driver Niki Lauda on this day in 1949. Now, Niki Lauda is considered to be one of the greatest drivers of all time in Formula One, 3-time Formula One champion. And he had a nearly fatal accident in the Nuremberg, on the Nuremberg track. And at that time, the most challenging and demanding track in the world, they called it the toughest one. Now, along with other injuries, he had half his face burnt up. But a guy who was known for having a very, very charismatic personality, a good character, and a positive influence on a lot of people. After retiring from driving, he held several advising jobs in different racing teams. And he also founded and apparently runs an airline. Now, also on this day, and it's sort of the reason why we heard music from the Police in our second half hour, but it was this day in 1978, the Police appeared at a Wrigley chewing gum commercial, or in a Wrigley chewing gum commercial in the U.S. They had dyed their hair blonde for the appearance, and that made a debut. So a band really, cashing in on their celebrity. A lot of people say, oh, you're selling out to sell out when you accept money for what you do and maybe modify your image, and people consider that a negative thing, selling out. But hey, if you're famous and you've got the ability to endorse things and make extra money, why not do it? And that's what the Police did on this day in 1978, appearing in an advertisement for Wrigley's chewing gum. You can still see that one on YouTube, in fact. And I'm going to finish there because I'm out of time for today. I'd like to keep talking, but it is time to finish. So I want to thank you, and I'll remind you that I will do a little review of today's content on my Instagram account. I'm Kyle Miller is the name on Instagram. I'm Kyle Miller. I will save that and also share that into the Facebook group. It's completely free. It's called English with Kyle. And it'll be there for you. If you're interested in improving your English, looking for classes, be sure to visit GrupoVon.com and bring the best teachers in the world into your home. You can use video conference classes to do that. It's working tremendously well, getting rave reviews. And you can get more information about all the class offerings, all the possibilities at GrupoVon.com. I'm out of time for today. Thank you so much for listening, folks. I'll be back tomorrow with more. My name is Kyle Miller. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Urban Camps, aventuras e inglés. Este verano no dejes que se te escapen.
Avon English class is not the same as other English classes. In Avon English class, time is optimized to the max. Every minute counts for your company. Every minute counts for your English. It's all a question of mathematics. The more you practice key structures of the language in every class, the more confident you will be when you use them in real life. And the more effective you will be